Thorson to throw on first down. Protection's good. Wings the left side. Going towards the end zone. Diving try. It is a touchdown! What a catch by Bennett Skoranek, who laid out for the ball. And a perfect throw by Clayton Thorson. And the Wildcats have regained the lead.
Hey, that voice sounds pretty familiar. Was that Mr. Cat?
That was the one and only Dave Bennett. Dave, do you remember that day?
Yes, I do. It was only last season.
Yeah.
But I remember that play very well because that play sent Northwestern to the Big Ten West championship game.
So
the
exciting.
Big Ten West title and on to the Big Ten West, the Big Ten championship game.
Yep.
So that was what clinched the division for them. That pass from Clayton Thorson to Bennett Skoranek.
We're going to talk to Clayton Thorson, the holder of many records there at Northwestern, correct?
He holds
most
not
games
just
played.
Yeah, 53 consecutive starts. You look at some of the things he accomplished. He is
hang
among
on,
the
Clayton,
all-time
we're bragging
leaders.
About you.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Second in Big Ten history in completions, fifth in career passing yards, Northwestern's all-time passing leader. 10,731 yards, 61 touchdowns.
Clayton,
and the guy
only,
started every game.
If only you had applied yourself, Clayton. Congratulations. We're all so thrilled for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on as well.
Absolutely. Headed toward the Philadelphia Eagles, tell us about that moment when your name was called. What do you remember from it?
It was awesome, you know, just sitting there with my family waiting for a call and then to see the Philadelphia area code show up. It was pretty special, you know, just talking with those coaches throughout the draft process. I really liked them. Obviously, you never know where you're going to go on draft day. So getting that call, hearing those coaches talk, and just got me excited to be part of that team, part of that group of quarterbacks. So I'm really looking forward to getting out there.
You're pretty popular on Twitter, too, because of your reaction, and I think this is completely unjust. The story is that your brother reached out to you. I saw him, like, touch your hand, and then he stood up thinking that he's getting a hug from you, and you stood up, and then you hugged your wife, and then your brother's like, okay, well, I got the next one, and then you hugged your mother. You left him hanging twice.
Yeah, it didn't look too good, but he did. He hit my leg, and I kind of looked at him, and then we stood up, and I really thought my wife was going to stand up a little quicker than that. but we had already, you know, given some hugs around, and so stood up and hugged my wife and knew I had to hug my mom next. So it was funny, but my brother, he's for everyone who knows my family real well, he's kind of the jokester of the group. And so, of course, he's taking this all in stride, and he's secretly loving it. So it's been pretty funny, though, seeing all the news outlets pick it up.
But, Clayton, it's when you went outside and hugged three perfect strangers before your brother. That's the upsetting part.
Exactly. I wish. That would have been good.
Clayton, how'd you like the way the Eagles and all the teams on Saturday were doing different videotaped remote announcements of the draft picks with mayors in different cities? How'd you like the way they made the announcement that they'd selected you?
Yeah, that was really cool. I mean, seeing that happen, obviously people all around the world are getting the chance to do that. And so that was really special to see. It happened the way it did, and I'll always remember that, and I know my family will, too.
Well, let's talk about the football aspect of this. You're going to play for a team that was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, that was in the playoffs, and I guess a rather unpopular outcome in Chicago last year when they knocked off the Bears. But you're going to go to Philadelphia and play for a guy who was a quarterback in the NFL and in college, very offensive-minded coach in Doug Peterson. What have you heard from the Eagles, and what kind of a fit is it for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly what you said, Dave. You know, they've got a lot of quarterback-friendly things going on there. I mean, with that awesome room and then Coach Peterson. So, you know, I talked to the Eagles in my combine interview, and then talked to their quarterback coach a little bit leading up, but then on draft day, talked to them then, and so I'm really waiting to get to Philly to talk with them more. But I feel like I fit well with them. You know, obviously I probably look similar stature-wise to a lot of the quarterbacks that they've had.
Are they making quarterbacks bigger now? Because what are you, 6'4", 222 pounds?
They are.
Yeah. These, I mean, shoot, I think Carson and Nate are both 6'5". So, but I'm looking forward to getting there and learning, and I'm just getting a hold of that playbook.
Clayton, we talked to Nicky Allegretti earlier today. He went to U of I, and he's going to the Kansas City Chiefs. And he was saying that he talked to the coach and you know, some people on the team before he was drafted, but nobody said for sure he was drafted, and he had to wait and see it on TV about 5 minutes later. Did you talk to the team before you were drafted?
They called me, you know, like the pick before, and obviously they get kind of the news about all the picks before we do, I think. And then they said, hey, we're going to take you right here. And so, I mean, they told me, and then obviously it comes up on the screen a little, you know, a couple minutes later, but it's not that long later, so they called me right away.
Is it, you like,
so it's a little different than Nick's, I guess. Yeah.
But is that what does that feel like when you get the call and they're like, hey, you're going to get picked?
Yeah, it's awesome. You know, just that's always a goal of mine. And so getting that call is something, you know, it's just, it was surreal. So I really enjoyed it.
Do you flash back as they're saying your name? Do you flash back to all those thousands of moments, like when you were suiting up for Pee Wee football, you're a little kid? Does it all just play out in your head? Here's the payoff?
I mean, I wish, you know, I got a quick like highlight reel in my head, but no, that doesn't really.
No,
that didn't really happen. But it was just more just excitement and looking ahead to being an Eagle.
Well, one of the games that is on the Eagles' schedule this year, we asked Nick Allegretti this, too, because the Chiefs are playing the Bears, and you guys are playing the Bears in Philadelphia in November. I know you're not looking that far ahead right now, Clayton, but still for a chance to go up against your hometown team, and no matter what your role might be at the time, that's going to be kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, obviously growing up in Chicago around Bears fans my whole life. It will be. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, for sure.
You have a kind of a nice alumni club now in the NFL. Guy who played so many games alongside you, Justin Jackson's sort of a blossoming star now with the Chargers, running back Anthony Walker in Indianapolis, on and on. But there's also been a tradition of quarterbacks now. One of your predecessors with the Eagles was one of your predecessors at Northwestern, Mike Kafka, who's probably going to be a head coach in the NFL one of these days. Trevor Siemian now has had a nice career. He moves on to the Jets. You guys have a little alumni club going.
We do, yeah. There's a good group of us now. So it's good to see, because I know when I was getting recruited, it wasn't necessarily that way. Obviously, Mike was in the NFL, but it's great to see, and it's great to hear from those guys, too, and get advice from them. So it's been an awesome little brotherhood we've built.
You have an intense college coach in Coach Fitz. Have you talked to him?
I have, yeah. He called me about 2 minutes after I got drafted, just saying congratulations and how he was proud of me. So it's cool to talk to him right afterwards. Obviously, we've gone through a lot together, dating back to, you know, when he started recruiting me when I was a sophomore or junior in high school. So it was great to hear from him right when it happened.
Dave, can you picture that? What that's like, Fitz at his house, watching that come up? You know, like,
no.
he's so...
Well,
like,
I can picture it, but I'm not sure I want to. You have... something in common, unfortunately, with Carson Wentz, right? Because you had the same injury right around the same time. But the positive thing is that you guys both were able to rehab successfully from that injury in a rather short span of time, right?
Yes, we were. So I think I got injured just about a month or a few weeks after him and was able to come back. And I know he was able to come back fairly quickly, too. So... you know, I'm sure we probably won't commiserate about that.
Yeah,
but we do have that in common, which is good, I guess. Quick healers.
Yeah.
What will you miss most about your days at Northwestern?
Yeah, you know, I think just college football in general is just awesome. And I know the NFL is a different beast. And so hearing from the guys in the NFL, they're like, man, you just come in and work and put your head down and go, and you'll reap the benefits. And so you know, I think I'll just miss being in that locker room at Northwestern just because of how special it was. But, you know, the great thing is I've heard that the Eagles is that locker room there is pretty special, second to none. And so I'm looking forward to being a part of that. But I'll just miss the people around Northwestern, you know, talking to Dave every week. Mm-hmm. And
he'll still call you.
Yeah, I'm still calling you. You know, I'm keeping your number, Clayton.
That's good. Please do. But so many people around Northwestern and at Northwestern that I've come so close with over the past 5 years. I think I really miss people the most.
Are you okay with the color change? Because you look pretty good in purple.
I'll be okay with the color change, but I'll always keep my purple.
Clayton, you're going to have a football card. Has that occurred to you that you'll open a kid will open up a package of football cards and your face will be on a card? Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Growing up collecting football cards, it's pretty cool to imagine. Yeah, that's cool.
Got to get yourself a Clayton Thorson rookie card.
I want one.
Congratulations. This is just very exciting. You got to be loving every minute of this.
Thank you. Yeah, I am. I really am. It's been a cool blessing.
And what's next? Like, what goes on right now?
Yeah, so next week I'll head to Philly, and we'll have the rookie mini camp and go into OTAs. So that's kind of just about the extent of what I know, and they said they'll be in contact with more.
Clayton, thanks so much for spending time with us. I'm not kidding when I say we're all thrilled for you. We knew you were going to get drafted, but just to hear your name, it's exciting for all of us, and I can't imagine what you must have gone through as they said your name there as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. So keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me on.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Clayton.
That's Clayton Thorson.